Log Talk Radio.
Here's
another
one.
Another one. Yeah. Little Kim. The queen bee. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack them for the roadie with the chips in the ring. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth, make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and hopeless. I ain't lying, trying to knock me off, keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made rap, the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
Ladies, it's Ladies Night here on the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast, and yes, we kicked the guys out of the studio.
Finally,
right,
finally.
Thank
goodness.
Yeah, we need this night. We really do. We need it. We need to sit back and relax and let our hair down, get our cocktails, ladies, and get ready for some good conversation. Don't they? We came back in the studios, ladies. We have to tell you. We came back in the studio, and it was like last time. Amen.
A mess.
They had panties hanging from the chandeliers. They had mess everywhere. Food, you know.
Beer, of course.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Man. We can't leave them alone for 1 second. So,
and
yeah,
this time we even gave them money for the cleaning lady. Like, what happened?
Right.
That's what I need to know.
Right.
I need to know.
They didn't even have to clean up. Right. So I just don't get it. But we still love them. We still love Boom Shakalaka and Mr. Producer.
Yes.
We love them dearly.
Mr. Producer.
But they're not here tonight. So it's all about the ladies. So just to introduce ourselves, this is everybody's favorite neighbor, Miss Parker.
Hey, Miss Parker.
And better known as Rila. And I want to welcome you all to the podcast, but especially all you beautiful, strong, intelligent, powerful ladies. But don't get it twisted. Gentlemen, there's always room at the MMS podcast for our kings as well. So
yes.
With that being said, I just want you guys to sit back, relax, grab a cocktail, and let's have a great time tonight. But first things first, I need my little sis, the other half of this dynamic duo, to introduce herself. Madam Secretary, take it away and tell the people who you
yes.
are.
Yes, yes, Madam Secretary here, also known as Mia in the group, or Mrs. Fletcher. I'm glad to be here this evening. It's been so long. It seems like, oh, my goodness, since we've been on air and having ladies' night. You know we
yeah.
need ladies' night. So
we do.
It's time to get some order around here. Stay tuned, everyone. Grab your drink. And I always tell you, grab your snacks. My co-host,
yep.
Ms. Parker, and I are here to entertain you on this lovely Thursday evening. So glad
mm-hmm.
to be back. Glad to be back. Of course, I always have to shout us out. Just some housekeeping. We are still online, live. Our Facebook groups are always active.
Yes.
We have launched our Instagram this last quarter, so we're excited about that. We're trying to get some action
yeah.
and make sure to look us up on Instagram and join Midwest Mocha Singles. Join the movement if you're single, and we'll connect you. We have sister groups all over from coast to coast, so tap in, show your face, and meet some people online. Ms. Porker, what we
That's
have for
right.
the listeners tonight.
Yes. So, yeah, make sure you all, if you're not a member, please do subscribe, come, become members, become part of the family. But tonight, you guys, we have such a great show. We have some great topics. And if you hear something that you want to chime in on, please feel free to shout us out and come on the show so we can hear what you have to say. Our phone number is 516-387-1381. Make sure when you call, you've got something good to say, okay? So our first topic tonight is good. It's a good one. So our first topic tonight, we want to help some folks. We want to help some people who are going through breakups. You know, we talk so much about relationships, but we want to talk about the breakup. If you are going through a breakup or you have gone through a breakup, how do you go from the breakup to the glow up? Mia, let's talk about that, the breakup to the glow up.
The process. We have all gone through it. Oh, my goodness. The breakup, of course, it's going to be different for everyone, men and women. You know, most people automatically assume that men move on quicker and, you know, they're on to the next. But I think it's the opposite. I think that, men take longer to get over it while women take longer to move on. So we may stick it out, you know, give chances, and then finally it just seems like we're like, okay, I'm done, and walk away. And we're already ready moving into that glow-up process, while men are kind of like, it's kind of like a shocker, like, oh, my God, what is happening? Like, no.
Right,
we
like they didn't see it coming.
Come on. So it's like, yes, definitely, I think we try to prepare. We try to weigh our options, figure it out, and then we're ready for that process from breakup to the final glow up so that we're back into the dating game again. I definitely think it's levels to it. You know, like level one is, you know, we have our friends and family. We're going to cry it out, you know, the watching the chick flicks and listening to sad music and, you know, go through that process, right? We have that support initially. I don't know if, fellas, you have to call in and let me know if you have that moment that you can actually lean on, you know, the bros and cry it out after the breakup. But ladies, definitely, you know, we're going to do it. You know, we're going to talk about them. I know you weren't supposed to be with him. You know, we're going to go through all of that. That's like level one.
Yeah, there's always that friend who's like, girl, I told you.
I told you.
And he wasn't no good. Right. There's always that friend.
Yes.
But, yeah. So
yes.
Those levels,
and then,
those levels are crazy, though.
That's level one. Yeah. That's level one.
Okay.
So, like, level two for me is like, now you're like, you know what? I'm mad. I'm angry. Like, I can't believe I'm going through this after all this, you know. And then some people might even try to entertain, like, casually speaking to another guy. And then they're like, wait a minute, too soon. I need to do the healing. I need to do the work. This is not right.
Right.
So if you're going through that process and it's healthy, you'll get to that point where you're like, never mind, let me abort mission. And then level three is the, like, I like to say, like, fellas are always saying, listen, if you see a woman and she's losing weight, dyeing her hair red or blonde, you know, it's time. Like, we're coming out. We're working out. We're ready. Yep. Watch out, because this is the glow up. This is the time. We're going to own it and get back in the dating game. So I definitely think there's levels to it. And those are my levels. How about you?
There are definitely levels to it. And don't we all have that song, you know, that we play over and over and over again? Or we have a whole anthem, you know, all the women's anthems, I'm coming out, you know, all these anthems that we play when we are going through the breakup. But, you know, there's a song out right now. Speaking of songs, there's a song out right now. Mm-hmm. It's called You Got It by Vito. And I love this song because, so you know what I'm talking about. I love this song because it talks about the mindset of a woman after a breakup, or what the mindset, I feel like, should be. The thing you need to do is pray. And Vito don't talk about praying in the song, okay? But my first thing is always going to be praying about, Lord, you know, what happened? Let me learn from this situation. Let me learn from this relationship. Let me figure out what I did wrong, even if it's, you know, my choice to leave or his choice to leave. It doesn't matter who decides the breakup is going to happen. I need to figure out what I did wrong in that relationship and learn from it so that I don't take it into the next relationship, because there's always going to be a next relationship. And I think that's what women need. Okay, that's what I think women need to understand. It's not the end of the world, ladies. It is not the end of the world. But this song that I'm talking about, the chorus goes like this. It says, it's time to boss up, fix your credit, girl, get at it, get your bag up, hit that gym and get back fine. Okay.
Go
Right. Go get your degree. Go, girl.
Yes.
Focus on me. Unlock the potential that you didn't know you had in you.
Mm.
That is powerful to me. That right there, just the chorus, because the whole song is bomb, but just the chorus right there tells you the steps that you need to take as a woman to get yourself together after a breakup. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You're going to cry. You're going to listen to those songs that we just talked about, you know, 5 miles to empty if you're going back. You know, you're going to listen to those songs. And then it's time to get up and move. After you get up off your knees, you have to do something to move forward. And all of this, all of these things that are in this song are instruction for moving on. I'm going to read this one more time just for the people in the back who might not have heard it. I'm going
to
give it to him one more time. He says, it's time to boss up, ladies. Fix your credit. Girl, get at it. Get your bag up. Hit that gym and
get
back fine. Okay? Go get your degree. If you don't have it, girl, go focus on me. It's time to put you first. Unlock the potential that you didn't know you had in you. So, and I love that. I love the potential that you didn't know you had in you, because everyone has potential. Everyone has that thing that's down on the inside of them, as Sarah Jakes Roberts like to say, that thing that's down on the inside of you that right then in that moment you need to concentrate on, as opposed to concentrating on what he's doing and, you know, what he was in your life. You need to concentrate now on who you are and what the potential is that you have in you. So that's kind of what I have, and that's how the glow up happens, ladies. So we have to learn from our mistakes, learn from our past, and then put the past exactly what it is in the past, right?
Absolutely.
So we do have a caller, it looks like, and we want to hear from you guys tonight, because we want to interact with you. We want to hear what you have to say about the glow up and even the breakup. We want to hear what you guys have to say. So our first caller, the last four digits of your number are 1-854. 1-854. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hey. Hello.
Good. How are you?
Hi. Hi. My name is Nia Ali.
My name is Nia Ali.
Nice.
Welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here. Yes, I do, actually. One of the comments that I wanted to just add, I've been listening to you ladies, and I think you all are point on, but one of the comments that I wanted to add is that sometimes that we blame ourselves, and this was the process that I had to realize from a breakup, and that you just begin to carry that guilt. And what I just want to encourage, you know, myself and other people that may have been going through a breakup, sometimes it's so much easier to forgive other people, but you have to forgive yourself.
Yes, that is so true.
I like that.
That is so true.
Yes.
I do too. Yes. I love that, because you're right.
Yes.
It is so much easier to forgive someone else than to forgive yourself, because you live every day, and you live in your head every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We live in a culture where, you know, forgiveness is always outside. You know, forgive them, you know, walk in forgiveness towards other people. But how much is that is intrinsic? You know, we forget about that piece where we have to forgive ourselves for falling short and forgive ourselves for not upholding the standard, whatever that may look like, and forgive ourselves for maybe sticking in a situation that we knew wasn't going to work out for whatever the reason. We stood in it anyway. And just, you know, just letting that portion go, and just as a part of the healing process, so that you can heal fulfilled. completely.
Oh, that's good. That is so good. That is great advice to whoever is out there listening going through it. And even if you're not going through it, you know, I'm sure all of us have been through it. And so if you're in that position, you have to forgive yourself. That's great.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in.
You.
You're welcome.
And giving
awesome.
Us that nugget of wisdom. We appreciate
yes.
that. Yeah. And you know what? The thing is that we as women take on so much, and we hold on sometimes longer than we should to a relationship, even though we know that it's not the one for us. Yeah, and it's over.
Let it go.
We still want to stick and stay because we say we don't want to, first of all, fail. Or we don't want to be a failure. Then secondly, you know, maybe he can change or maybe I can change. Maybe I can do something different in that relationship. And that's a lot of times where we make the mistake is staying too long. What do you think?
Yes. People always get caught up in the time, and they're like, but I put in so many years. And they're like, really, that is not what you need to hold on to. What you need to focus on is it healthy for you? You know, are you benefiting from this? Is this something? Because guess what? You can meet someone in a year, and that could be your person, and you've been holding out with this person for 10 years, and it's going nowhere. So please stop getting caught up on how many years that you have invested in someone and focus on you and you being healthy and having your mental sanity. And like she said, forgiving yourself and having that empathy and compassion for yourself so that you will show others how to treat you.
That's right. I remember from one of my favorite movies called Love, Jones. Nia Long, one of her lines was her fiance or her ex-fiance said, but we've put in all this time. And she said, her line went back to him was, but all we have is all this time. It's not like we're happy. It's not like we have, you know, this great chemistry. It's not like we have anything else except the time that we've invested. And that can start to be not only the time that you invested, but the time that you're wasting. So let's not waste any more time. Let's not waste any more time. It looks like we have a comment from Reg and Teresa. You want to read that from Dublin?
My favorite. Great days, Mocha Mates, Reg and crew here, and we are glad you ladies are back. My yard mate Benjamin showed me photographs of the studio via satellite, and we can see the mess from here. Exactly.
Men
can't make a success without a mess. As far as the breakup, Teresa left me for exactly 3 days earlier in our association, and it was the worst bloody year ever. Yes, 3 days was a year and at least 11 pints. I spent a week on my knees in the non-buggering way to beg for her to come back to me. Women handle breakup far better than us because they are not as short-sighted. We also cannot handle what they do as equally as they handle all of the deeds we do. Okay, please let Boom and Producer back in. They'll be dirty and homeless in a month without you. Laugh out loud. Right, cheers. Reg.
I love it, Reg. You look out for
my
the
goodness.
Fellas.
Yes,
love it.
Always. Oh, my goodness.
But it's true. What Reg is saying, though, is so true that, you know, women are very forgiving. And Mia just said this in the caller before just said this. We're very forgiving of other people. So we forgive men and give them chance after chance after chance
goodness.
A lot of times. And men, though, if, say, for instance, you know, a woman cheats, then he has a hard time coming back from that. So that's something to think about as we go to commercial. Because we have to pay some bills here. So, we got to pay, as Mr. Producer says, we got to pay some Williams. So we'll be right back, and we'll be looking forward to taking some more calls, all right? Be right back.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth The biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
All right. We are back. We are back.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. That first segment, it could have kept going. Goodness gracious.
I know. And, you know, there's still some callers out there who probably want to talk about that first segment. And if you're one of those callers, feel free to continue to call in. We're going to move on to our second segment. But call in at 516-387-1381, and we can talk about that first topic because it's a big one, you know, coming back from a breakup or now trying to glow up after a breakup, you know, not even just be where you were, but where you were before the relationship, but glowing up, ladies.
All versions.
Yes. Making the glow up. So feel free to call us so that you can comment on the topics that we have tonight. But our second topic, Mia, you're going to take us into this, right?
Yes. So after that glow up stage, now it's time to get back in the dating game. So we were going to talk about some first date questions and what that looks like, because a lot of times people are like, what do I say? You know, it's nerve-wracking for a lot of men and women. So it's like, what are some things that are, you know, acceptable? What should be off the table, you know, for that first date to make it run smoothly, I feel like. More than anything, I hope an individual, like, I'm like, oh, my goodness, can they actually navigate through an easy conversation without it feeling like an interrogation? You know, and is one party doing all of the work? So that's what I feel like makes it uncomfortable. So kind of being prepared in that process when you're going on that first date. For me, my biggest thing, I honestly, at this level, first date, I don't care about what your favorite color is. Like, let's stop it. We are way past that, you know, the little fluffy questions. It may be maybe an icebreaker, but it's like, really, come on now, let's get past that. Let's have some open-ended questions where you actually have to think about it. And it's not scripted, and you can kind of see how they actually interact with you. You know, are they giving that eye contact, things like that. So for me, it's like, let's try to pry just a little bit, but let's make someone, you know, start to get them comfortable and figuring out if you have some things that are in common. And then I feel like once you get past those first starter intro questions, you're either going to start getting comfortable and then figure out some things that you do like. Okay, what music? Do I like coffee? Do I like tea? Like things that you have in common? Or you're going to be like, you know what? Actually, abort mission. I need to figure out how to exit this date. You know,
right.
Like, it's okay. Like, I feel like it's acceptable to, like, end a date early. Like, there's no set time as to how long you actually have to stay on a date. Like, it doesn't have to play out for the whole date. Like, if you feel like, you know what, like, people can kind of gaze, like, you know what, this isn't working. And you can say, you know what, appropriately, like, you know what, let's go ahead and end this now. I had a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Or not.
Have a nice night. Yeah, have a nice night. That's it. Like, end it, right? And move on. Like, you don't have to torture yourself the whole time. So I feel like just come in it being open, not so judgy, and just have some type of open-ended questioning that you can actually go back and forth and have a dialogue with someone.
That's good. That's good stuff. I agree with you because I feel like the what's your sign and do you believe in God, and how many children do you have? And for other people who don't have children, you know, do you want children? All that stuff should have been talked about in the conversation leading up to do you want to go out on a date. So that stuff, yeah, shouldn't even be discussed on the first date. I want to know the stuff that's going to determine whether I want to go to a second date with you. You know, that's the stuff I really want to talk about. And what's funny, I like to reference other people. Steve Harvey, who I love, he's hilarious. Yeah. Some people don't like Steve after, you know, he fell out of all his jobs and all that good stuff. But Steve did come up with some good stuff, right? And so he said he had 14 questions that you should ask on a date. To me, 14 questions feels like an interview, which it is kind of an interview. A first date is kind of an interview. But I don't want to be, you know, the interviewer asking question after question after question, but there are some pertinent things that I think you should ask, and they can be tough questions. Some people are afraid of the tough questions. So I think one of the questions he had was, what do you most value in a relationship? That to me is a basic question. That to me is great conversation and a door opener to say, you know, what you're looking for in a relationship, what I definitely am looking for in a relationship, to see if those things are the same. And if they're not, then at that point, you know that we really don't need to go any further. I can finish my lobster bisque and I can go on with my life, right? Right? I can finish that and go on with my life. Another question he said was, what qualities are most attractive to you in a partner? That's important to know, you know, so that I can see, so that I can see if I fit those qualities, you know, or even if I want to fit those qualities. So, you know, if somebody said, I find, you know, someone who has blonde hair an important quality, I'm never going to fit that quality because I ain't never dyed my hair blonde. So with that being said, sorry, you know, it's probably not going to be a match. One of the other questions he asked was, what is your relationship like with your parents? Primarily your mother. That's important stuff. Yeah, and if you have kids, what is your relationship like with your children? How often do you see them? Are you family-oriented? You know, what things can you tolerate in a relationship and what things are deal-breakers? Those kinds of questions are the hard questions, or at least some of the hard questions that should be asked on a first date. Because that will let you know if you really want to move on to a second date, if there's commonality there. So I think it's important, like I said, to get the what's your sign, what's your favorite color, all that good stuff out of the way in the phone conversation leading up to that first date. And then on that first date, it's time to start asking some questions. And that's, let me say this, though, that's if you are dating with intention.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you're not dating with intention, if you're just dating to go out and have fun, then you don't need to ask none of this.
Skip it.
You're wasting your time.
Or it could be practice. It could be practice.
Yeah. That's very true.
You know,
So
figure it out.
So yeah. So if you're not dating with intention or you're practicing, then just go out and have a good time. But if you're dating with intention, then these questions, the hard questions, are the ones that you should be asking on that first date. So,
definitely,
Candy,
definitely. I agree.
Yeah.
That's
Candy, who is a member from Tempe, Arizona, she had a question, or she said that she had a question that she likes to ask. She said, I like to ask him, what is his greatest accomplishment? And and then ask, how does he plan to top it? Show me what's down the path. Nice new group. Thanks. So welcome, Candy, to the group. We are so glad to have you in the group. And that's a great question. Mia, what do you think about her question?
Definitely. That's kind of like one of mine. Like, people always jump to, like, where do you work or what do you do for a living? That is so boring to me. And it's kind of evasive to, like, I don't want to know that. I like to jump to, hey, tell me something that you enjoy while you're at work, doing a task or something that you enjoy, or what are you fulfilled with when you're at work? Give me that conversation. Talk about that versus where do you work? And then I'm like, okay, I still don't know what you do. You know what I mean? So, like, let's talk about where you are career-wise and what's important to you and how you're actually impacting when you go to work. That's more important to me than where you actually work, because some people, you know, that's something that they're like, oh, where do you work? You know, stop. That's not who makes up the individual. So let's talk about some of those skills and some of those highlights that they don't necessarily get to talk about. So I definitely agree with her.
That's good. Yeah, thank you so much for your question or for your comment. We do have a caller. The last four of that caller's number is what, 4444?
4444.
Yep, caller, 4444.
Oh,
are you there?
I got through. Oh, it's a miracle. Thank you very much, girls. How are you tonight?
Oh, this is
amazing. How are you? How are you doing,
girls? We are good.
It's
we have not
night
so
out.
Long, Gloria.
I've been busy. I've been moving. We've been moving. Me and Morty have been moving. We moved twice because the neighborhoods, they've gotten better, they've gotten worse, so we kind of move wherever the flow goes. So we've just been on our feet. That's about it. How are you, girl?
It's so good to hear from you. We are good. We've been missing you. We really have.
Yes. We haven't spoken.
We've missed you. We've been talking about you. Matter of fact, Morty wants to talk to you. Morty, pick up the phone.
Morty.
It's
Where's
the Midwest Mocha Singles. They're on the telephone. Pick up the phone. Midwest Mocha Singles. No, they're not Jewish.
No,
oh, we'll get to him later. He's the
okay.
You know how he gets.
Yeah, well, it's
but
anyway, so.
It absolutely is. Yes, and that's why I called, because I thought this was absolutely thrilling. The podcast itself. I wanted to tell you both a story. Do you have a moment?
We have a quick moment, Gloria.
Absolutely. So I wanted to tell you, because this was in the news, and I don't think that you kids today read the news. I know you have the Facebook and the Instagrammer and all that, so I don't think you actually read the – you don't get the Yiddish Times up where you live. So I'll tell you the story. This is a story about my sister-in-law, Yetta, and her husband, Herbert. They were at Temple, and Temple ran over, and they went home. They got home, opened the door, walked in the back, and there were two robbers inside the house, robbing the house.
Oh.
As they said, they're taking Confederate plates, their silverware, all of that. Well, that almost took a shit. I mean, she almost had a heart attack. She nudged Herbert, said, Herbert, do something. He said, all right, I will. Before you kill us, we've seen your face, you've seen our face. We know you're going to kill us, but if you could, grant us one last wish. The robber said, of course, we'll grant you one last wish. Ladies first, what would you like? And they went to Yetta, and they said, what would you like, ma'am? She says, well, this man, I've been married to this man for 44 years. For 44 years, he's forgotten my birthday. He burps at the dinner table. He scratched himself in two places at once in front of the rabbi. I want a few moments. Before you take me, I want a few moments to tell this man everything of all the things I've not told him before I go. Well, the robbers were aghast. They said, of course, I mean, this sounds terrible. Herbert, how could you? Herbert dropped his head, and he said, okay. They said, now, Herbert, what are your last requests? What is your last words? What is your last request? And Herbert said, please kill me first.
Oh, yes. Oh my goodness.
I love that story. I love that story. By the way, Yad and Herbert, they're fine. They own a greeting card store up in Skokie, Illinois for 24 years. They're fantastic people. They're still okay.
Well, good.
Good to hear.
We're glad to hear
I
that.
Just
want, they're both good.
And I am as well. I just wanted to tell you, you have a darling podcast, a fantastic show. I'm going to go. Marty! Did you go again?
Oh,
I got to go, girls. You have a fantastic night.
Thank you.
Bye.
So good to hear from you. Bye, Gloria.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been so long since we've had her on the show. Just love her. She always has a funny story, doesn't she?
Every time.
Has a funny story.
Poor Marty.
Poor thing. But with that being said, Gloria didn't comment on our topic right now. But
yes.
If there's someone out there who has a comment and they want to call in, please do it, 516-387-1381. We just love having people call in, and Gloria just happens to be one of our favorites. So with that being said, we have one more topic, and that kind of goes with the topic that we're talking about right now. I know we have to go into commercial break, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and pay some bills. And then we are going to come back with our last topic for the evening. Sit back again, relax, get your cocktail, and make sure you call in. We'll see you after break.
One, two, tres, cuatro!
Hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
Party.
The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today?
See, the great builds are taste. You ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays. Anniversaries. Weddings, group outings, a most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's SYBARIS.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
And we are back. We are back.
That is the Fellas' favorite commercial segment, by the way, everyone.
I know. Everybody should know that. I am so stupid. That's the guy's favorite commercial. So we are back, and we have one more segment. We've got another question, Mia. It's about first date etiquette. So we were talking about, you know, those questions to ask on a first date. And so now we want to talk about those things that you should not possibly do on a first date or even say on a first date. And Mia and I were so in tune on this particular question that I think we came up with the same three things. It was funny because we were talking about the show prior to us going on air, and we kind of had the same three things, right, Mia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The first thing is with, I'll go through the first one, and then, Mia, you can take it from there. But the first thing was, ladies, should you now, in 2021, let a man pick you up from your home on a first date, or should you meet him at the designated place? Mia, what do you think?
For me personally, and I would recommend for others as well, to actually meet at the location, not only safety of your home, but it also allows you to have that out if you need it. If you go together and it's uncomfortable, things like that, you have to basically wait until you're, you know, taken back to your home. So I feel like meeting someone, first date, let's meet at that location. We're on common ground. And from that point, you know, we can go from there. I feel like they just only from, like, you know, where we're actually dating, we're comfortable. I know you, you can pick me up. But just the initial, that stage, no pickups, no knowing where I live. We can just meet out at a location.
I agree. I completely agree. And I know that there are, you know, ladies from the old school who are like, I want a man to pick me up and open the door and all that kind of good stuff. And that's all good stuff because that does show that he is a gentleman. I agree completely. However, we're living in 2021, and this is the age of safety. And for me, and you know, especially with meeting people online and not knowing that person prior to really going out with them, and we're in a pandemic. So you haven't probably met that person. You've talked to them online and talked to them on the phone and maybe even FaceTimed with them, but you really don't know that person. So is it, especially if you live alone? Now, if you're a younger person and you still live with your parents, that kind of thing, that might be a little bit different. But having someone know where you live and you really don't know that person is scary. And it's something that women should not do on a first date. Even if it's someone, you know, that one of your friends set you up on a blind date, you still don't know that person. So that's the first thing, is safety first. The second thing, like Mia said, is you don't have an out. If you're not having a good time.
Very important.
You get out with this person and they are completely not who they said they were on the phone or who they appeared to be on FaceTime, or, you know, it's just not going well. Then at this point, you have an opportunity to say, thank you very much for this evening, but I need to get home. Or, you know, and be honest, ladies, be honest. Men, you too, be honest with that person. If you're not really feeling that person, don't string them along. Go ahead and let them know, this isn't going to work. This isn't what I was feeling. And like you said, cut it. Let it be done. So I don't want someone picking me up at my home that I don't know. I'm with you, Mia, on that one.
Like the compromise, ladies, as far as the, you know, the courting and things like that, listen, he can still open your door when you arrive.
Sure.
He can still open the door at the location. He can still pull out your seat when you sit down. You know, you can still pick up on his behaviors outside of him picking you up from your home. And so I feel like you can skip that, meet me at the location, common ground, and go from there. It's definitely okay. Definitely okay for first dates. Especially, I'm down for the, a lot of people are against it, but I am open to a first date, like a meet and greet type situation. Yeah. Like, yeah. Let's meet somewhere so it's not as a lot of pressure. Like, it can be, mm-hmm. hey, I want to go pick up a book. Would you like to meet me at a bookstore? You know, yeah. let's see how this person vibes in person. Let's go to a coffee mm-hmm. shop. Let's go a breakfast, like something light to where it's not a lot of pressure. And
that's
from
good.
There, you can even, you know, move to the next location. But I feel like let's do something light initially, no pressure. Fellas, for you, you know, a lot of people are like, I'm not spending $200 on a first date. Okay, well, here you
right.
go. You know, this
yeah.
is an alternative
yeah.
for you, and you can still have that interaction and that date.
That's
so,
true. That's good. I've had my male friends even tell me, you know, with this online dating situation mm-hmm. that, you know, they feel like some women mm-hmm. say that they'll go out with them and they go spend $200 on them, and then the woman says, I don't want to see you anymore. And they feel
yeah.
like they were used. And so
mm-hmm.
men, instead of taking a woman to a restaurant that is going to cost you $200, then why not meet at a park? You know, go
yes.
to the park and go for a walk and actually have conversation, because that's more important than anything, is the conversation to get to know that person on a first date. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't have to be a lot of time unless it's mm-hmm. going well and you decide that you want to spend more time with that person. You don't want it to end. So, yeah, I agree with that, Mia.
Yeah.
What's the second point we're talking about?
Full disclosure on that, though, fellas. There are women,
yes.
I've heard
mm-hmm.
it plenty of times, that are not
mm-hmm.
okay with a short first date in that capacity. So
mm-hmm.
you will run off women if you try and initiate one of these coffee dates. Some women are like, that's off limits, it's low effort, and I will not do it. So keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. And if that's not the kind of woman that you want to get involved with,
mm-hmm.
then you at least know at that point that this is the type of woman
mm-hmm.
that it is. You know, she might be
yep.
what men call high maintenance. And you never,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't want to be involved with someone who is high maintenance, then that's an indication right there, fellas.
Yep.
You know, you might want to move on to the next one. You might want to move on to the next one. So we've got a couple of comments out there before we move to the second point that we talked about, Mia. You want to read that first one from Tony?
Yes. Tony, member of Midwest Mocha. These days, you just can't be that non-careful. I know back in the day when I was dating women, we picked up the women at their house all the time, and that was called chivalry. But you read too much in the news about somebody doing that, and even if the first date goes well, somebody comes back to an address that they're familiar with, and something bad happens. It's just too
mm-hmm.
scary. And if I had daughters,
mm-hmm.
I would not let her do that, nor would I recommend it. If you must go on a date like this and you have someone come to your house, three other people better know who it is and keep yourself protected. And I mean armed. You ladies doing awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Aww. Thank you,
We are
Tony.
Definitely on the same page. He said be armed
yes,
and ready with three
sure.
people. Yes.
Okay. You better be armed and ready with backup. Okay, Tony.
With backup.
Right. And then we have another one from Dante, who is a non-member from Brazil. And Dante says, hello, beautiful women of America Mocha. This show is very entertaining and quite enlightening. I was wondering if it is okay if we can join the group, but blog talk doesn't seem to have a button that we can press. As far as dating, never ever allow someone to come to your home until you know more about them. We even do police checks on people beforehand. It's just being safe. Thank you very much, and let us know how we can join. There are three of us, and we are enjoying this very much. Wow. Thank you so
nice.
Much, Dante. And at this point, we do have an opportunity. Our group is on Facebook, so you can, if you have Facebook, go to the group, and you can request to join. As long as you are single, and that means not married, not engaged, not in a relationship, not, you know, having a boo. Right, then you can join the group. It is difficult, I think, to join through, or I don't know if it's even possible to join through Blog Talk. You do have to go to the Facebook pages. We do have several, as Mia discussed at the beginning of the show, we have several groups, and we'd be glad to have you. So, Mia, what was our second point that we talked about on first date etiquette?
Second point was figuring out who is paying for the date. That is always a big one. I don't know if it was something back in the day, if it was a big deal. Probably not. I didn't hear about it. But nowadays, this new terminology for me is, you know, mm-hmm. going Dutch. That is, you know, hey, we pay for our part of the date. I did a poll in the group earlier of who should pay for the first date, and most of the members voted for the man. Was it supposed to be the man paying for the date, going Dutch, women, or whoever asked to actually set the date? So that's always the next, I feel like, in line. Like, some people feel like if you, you know, said, hey, let's go on a date, then you should be responsible for paying for the date. And then there's a lot of people who are like, wait a minute, men should always be responsible. I don't necessarily think it should always be a one-sided and men are always responsible, but I am in a mindset of traditional. For me personally, the initial date, I would respect it. Like, hey, you know what, you're taking me out, you pay for it. I'm not hip on this Dutch situation. Maybe if we're like together, that's different. But the initial dating part, No. Sorry, sir. Go ahead and take care of the date. You know, I don't entertain I'm not part of the situation where I'm just going out just to get something to eat. That's not my deal. So, fellas, if you're running into that, you may need to do a little more vetting in the beginning. That way you'll know, you know, who you're taking out. But definitely everyone voted, men and women, but they said the men should be paying for the first date.
And I agree. I think that, you know, the question I had was, should you discuss who will pay for a date prior to having it? And women, should you be prepared to pay just in case a brother pulls the I left my wallet at home, you know, old scenario on you, you know? Should you be prepared to pay? And I always think you should be prepared. However, I do feel like on the initial date that the brother should pay. I think that's part of being a gentleman. I think that's part of the chivalry that was talked about earlier. I think that's part of courting a woman is that a brother should pay for that first date. If he is not prepared to pay $200, like we just discussed in the previous etiquette question, if he's not prepared to pay that, then you choose the restaurant. You choose where you go. Maybe it's Applebee's for lunch, you know. Maybe it's somewhere, you know, simple for breakfast, as opposed to taking a woman out to an expensive restaurant at dinner. But I still believe whatever the restaurant is and whatever the plans that you two have made and agreed on, the man should pay for that first initial date. Like you said, once we get in a relationship, I have no problem taking my man out. I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I would enjoy taking him out to show him a good time every once in a while, because our kings need to be treated like kings too, just as we need to be treated like queens. But that first initial date, definitely that man needs to show that woman some chivalry and to be a gentleman on that first date. You mentioned the third point that we had talked about was who arranges the date. Who arranges that date? Does the woman plan the date or does the man plan the date? What do you think?
I am still, like I said, with the traditional, like, fellas, please, it's a turnoff if you're like, hey, let's go out and what do you want to do? And then it's just like, okay, here we go, next conversation again. Hey, you want to go out? What do you want to do? Like, no plan, no nothing. If you don't actually arrange it, plan it, let me know, I'm going to just ignore you and move on, honestly. So I want you to actually put some thought into it. I'm going to give you options. Like, you can ask me, like, what do I like? What don't I like?
Yeah.
Things like
that.
To kind of get a gauge, and I'm going to help you in that aspect, and I'm not even going to shut down something new because I'm open to trying new things. But please, at least you can pick the location. I can help you with the time maybe or something, but it's just like, come on, set it up. Make it happen.
Yeah. Put forth some effort. That's all I ask. Put forth some effort for a date. Hey, we have a caller. Let's take this next caller. Caller, the last four of your number are 0176. 0176. Caller, are you there? Caller, 0176. The last four of your number. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Who's calling us?
My name is Dexter.
Dexter, how are you?
Hello, Dexter.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a comment?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Did you have a comment for us?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to say that this is a great show. I think you girls have great chemistry, and keep up the good work.
Aww. Thank you so much, Dex.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome.
We enjoy doing this. We have so much fun doing this. And without the guys tonight, you know, Boom Shakalaka and Mr. Producer, we get to say what we want to say and do what we want to do. So this is great. We are enjoying ourselves tonight. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am very much so.
Good.
So,
well, tell all your friends.
I have to ask before you hang up, are you paying for the first date?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Very
okay.
much so. That's just a given.
And are you planning the first date? Are you making the arrangements?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Based on pre-conversation, you know, interests
mm-hmm.
and so forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take that much to figure out what a woman wants, and, you know, you give it to her.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Well, boom. Let's just.
I'm here
down.
For it.
Said it.
I'm
okay.
here for
yes.
it.
Two thumbs up from Madam Secretary
awesome.
And Ms. Parker. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
All right. So we have a couple more comments before we have to get out of here. Mia, can you believe
yes.
it's time to end our
oh, my
show?
Goodness. Yes,
let's read through
yes.
these couple more comments so that we can get as many in as we possibly can. We've got one from Karen. You want to go ahead and read that?
I am ready. Karen, member of Midwest and Southeast. I actually have
mm-hmm.
gone to a man's house that I had not met before, and it turned into a beautiful relationship. Sometimes your
All
gut
right,
tells
ma'am.
You more than the internet will. I'm not suggesting everyone do this, but I have done it, and it worked for me. Sometimes it's okay to take a chance. Thank you. Well, all right. That's good to hear. Good to hear.
That is. That's good that it worked out for you. But, you
yes.
know, still be careful. Be careful doing that. But I'm glad it worked out. We also have another comment from T, who is a non-member who lives in Chicago. T, you should be joining the Midwest Mocha Singles if you're single, since you're a non-member right now. If you're single. And T says, okay. Did I hear this right? Are men these days really okay, I gotta get through this. Are men these days really not stepping up and paying for a first date? I was just raised that way and my brothers were raised the same. I don't mean to sound prudish, but is this really a thing now? Love the show. I want to hear from some men on this, please. I said what I said. Well, all right.
I said what I said.
Yes. He said I said what I said.
I'm here for it.
But, yes, T, this is a thing. You know, a lot of men are not even planning dates these days. They are asking the first date, can I come over?
Oh, my goodness.
How many
can
women out there
over?
Have heard that?
What is it?
Can I come over?
I'm not
big into
that. Can I come over?
Mm-mm. Right. Can we
absolutely.
Netflix and
I'm
chill?
Telling you, like, I absolutely will abort mission and text
yes.
will be ignored because I have
mm-hmm.
no time. No.
Block.
Not. Yes.
That's a definite block right there.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's funny. That is funny. They want to come
we need
over
to
and
do,
Netflix and
we need to do like a horror story. Like we need to do a show and have people call in and talk about their dating stories and
yes,
things that went crazy because that is always funny to hear what happened.
That would be good. And dating successes, like the caller
yes.
or the person who just called or sent in the message and said,
mm-hmm.
you know, I went to a man's date house on the first date and it turned out wonderfully.
And it worked.
It turned into a beautiful relationship. So tell us about yes. those, even in the chat right now,
mm-hmm.
tell us about
mm-hmm.
those dating successes and some of those dating horror stories. We want to hear from you guys.
I'm a horror, yes. Foolishness.
I know. You know
yes,
what?
Yes, so
this
definitely.
Has been so much fun. Oh my God.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Almost 10. The hour has almost come to an end.
Dun, dun,
but this
dun.
Has been the best. I know. It sucks. But We've run out of time, everybody. Thank you so, so much for joining us. Mia, you want to go ahead and tell the people where to find us in a couple of weeks?
Yes, yes. Of course, everyone, thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed yourself. And, of course, I hope you made it through your snacks and your drinks. definitely, of course, like I said, look us up online, Facebook, and follow our new Instagram page as well to stay in tune with everything. Of course, we're going to go ahead and bring the fellas back with us in a couple weeks. And, you know, reunite and let them know what happened. Don't tell them that our show was better than theirs, okay? Don't tell them, okay?
Tell them that.
But
and
you guys have a wonderful
evening. Yes, as always, this is Miss Parker, everybody's favorite neighbor, and I'm just so glad that you guys joined us tonight for Ladies' Night. We are every woman, as the music will suggest right here, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Make sure you come back to join us. Love you guys, and as Boom Shakalaka says, there's nothing you can do about it.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.